Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the NBA History Channel Storytellers segment on CLNS. Today, we journey through the intense battles between the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers, with a special spotlight on those heart-stopping Game 7 encounters. The Celtics and 76ers have clashed in Game 7 of the playoffs 6 times, making this one of the most enduring Game 7 face-offs in the annals of the NBA. But before we delve into the past, let's illuminate the present. The most recent chapter in this rivalry was masterfully penned by the Celtics' very own, Jason Tatum. Tatum's record-shattering performance in Game 7, where he dropped a monumental, record-breaking 51 points, was not just a testament to his talent, but also to his unyielding spirit. But before we deep dive on Tatum setting an NBA record for points scored in a Game 7, let's look back at what many call the greatest rivalry in NBA history. The Boston Celtics and Philadelphia 76ers have been providing electrifying moments for over 6 decades. Let's hit rewind to 1965, Eastern Division Finals.
Number 17, John Havlicek, just barreled through the traffic to get a good spot for a rebound. Havlicek is a real scrambler.
With the game teetering on a knife edge, Boston's John Havlicek made a historic steal, sealing a 110-109 victory for the Celtics. An epic start to the saga.
I did not trust anybody else to take it out but me. I want to take it out because I'll make sure that I can make a good pass.
He loses the ball off the support. Russell lost the ball off the support.
We're going to huddle. And all I could say was, guys, we got to do something.
Some change of event has hit us right smack in the nose.
This is a real bad situation. This is the ball game.
Celtics, of course, cannot foul. They have to play as tight a defense as they possibly can in these final 5 seconds. Or that would really be it.
Red Auerbach always said, you always try and look for an edge in some situation. And I said, what kind of edge can I? So when he handed him the ball, I started to count to myself, 1,001, 1,002.
The Celtics are leading by 1 point, 110-109. There are 5 seconds left. Greer is going to throw the ball in. Johnny?
Greer is putting the ball on a play. He gets it out deep, and Havlicek steals it over the stands zone. Havlicek stole the ball. It's all over. It's all over. Johnny Havlicek is being mobbed by the fans. It's all over. Johnny Havlicek stole the ball.
Fast forward to 1968. The Sixers not only halted the Celtics' 8 consecutive NBA championships, but their fans echoed a bold proclamation that day. The chant, "Boston is dead," reverberated through the arena, a watershed moment in this rivalry.
We lost the series, I think, 4-1. The fans started chanting, "The Celtics are dead, the Celtics are dead, the Celtics are finally dead."
In the annals of sports rivalries, the Sixers-Celtics stands uniquely as a testament to the titans of NBA history. This rivalry has hosted legends from the Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell era, to the epic of Julius Erving and Larry Bird. In the pulsating 1980s, Irving and Bird clashed in the playoffs not once, not twice, but four times. Their battles were more than just games. They were spectacles of basketball artistry, fiercely competitive.
I'd rather play Philadelphia 15 times a year. Those are the fun games. Those are the games I enjoy playing.
What has happened before? It's like 0-0 when we play.
Filled with moments that took your breath away. We witnessed some of the finest playoff basketball, etched into the fabric of NBA lore. It was in the early 80s, they faced off in the first three conference finals of the decade. Who can forget the 1981 Eastern Conference Finals? Bird Celtics made a phenomenal comeback from a 3-1 series deficit to win in seven games, one of the most unforgettable chapters in this playoff rivalry. In 1982, the 76ers ended the Celtics' Game 7 winning streak in the Eastern Conference Finals, triumphing 120-106.
Make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs. Because right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000. That's right, $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Do all your sports wagering on FanDuel for great promotions daily, safe and secure app, and get paid instantly. Always, always looking at the lines, and now it's even become a part of our coverage here at CLNS where we're talking about FanDuel lines. There's no better place, especially for playoff action, than the number one sports book, that's FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/Boston and get a no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000. That's FanDuel.com/Boston. FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the National Basketball Association. 21 plus in all states, first online money wager, only $10 deposit required, refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions do apply. See full terms and service at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. If you're in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia, 1-800-GamblingHelpline.org. Call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. This game also witnessed the birth of the now infamous Beat L.A. chant.
You hear the crowd chanting to the Sixers, Beat L.A.
Beat L.A., that's great. Let's
Boston fans joined in as the Sixers were heading to face the Lakers in the NBA Finals. But here's the twist. Despite their Game 7 victory in 82, the 76ers have been on a quest for another playoff series win against the Celtics. This rivalry is still as fiery as ever. Take the Celtics' victorious campaigns in 1985, 2002, 2012, 2018, and most recently in 2020.
First ever sweep in 15 playoff series between these two squads.
Each series added another layer of intrigue to this timeless rivalry. As we navigated the thrilling journey of the Celtics-Sixers rivalry, a new titan emerged in our tale. Fast forward to the present day. In the 2023 Celtics-Sixers Game 7, Tatum put on a show that will be etched in the annals of this enduring rivalry. despite an inconsistent start to the series. Everything came down to a deciding Game 7. On Mother's Day 2023, Jason Tatum emerged, steering the narrative away from the Celtics' struggles and onto his awe-inspiring prowess on the court. Tatum's record-shattering performance in Game 7, where he dropped a monumental, record-breaking 51 points, was not just a testament to his talent, but also to his unyielding spirit. His display of skill, determination, and defensive prowess has carved his name alongside the legends of this rivalry, even drawing comparisons to the legend Larry Bird. And despite playing his whole career in Boston, Tatum's introverted personality has provided many up and down moments with the media over the years.
Tatum putting on an absolute clinic. Sixer, Celtics rivalry, playoff history. Another name has entered the building.
His hesitancy to show emotion has often left fans questioning JT's love of being a Boston Celtic. Following his phenomenal Game 7 performance, Tatum changed all that as he directly addressed Celtics fans in his post-game press conference.
You know, I can't, you know, express it enough, the genuine love that, you know, I kind of feel from the crowd, you know, whether it's pregame, during the game at the free throw line. You know, I've been here my whole career. Feel that they embrace me, you know, almost as one of their own. And, you know, that means a lot. And, you know, I love being here. I love getting to put on this uniform. I love getting to play big games, put on big performances in front of them. And they feed off, you know, emotion and energy, right? And it's reciprocated. Can't express enough that, you know, I just love being here and love playing in front of this crowd.
With this victory, Tatum didn't just propel the Celtics to a win. He signaled his ascent as a franchise player. A beacon lighting the way for the future of the Boston Celtics. And thus, the saga of the Celtics-76ers rivalry persists, fueled by unforgettable Game 7s, legendary performances, and the undying love for the game. This is the NBA History Storytellers segment on CLNS, and we'll return with more captivating tales from the hardwood. Don't forget to subscribe.
Tatum putting on an absolute clinic. Sixer, Celtics rivalry, playoff history. Another name has entered the building.
CLNS History is powered by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Grand slams, no-hitters, and double plays are back. And there's no better place to get in on the MLB action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and official partner of Major League Baseball. And new customers in mass can get in on the action. Sign up at FanDuel.com/Boston. New customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Guaranteed. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win.